USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South African doctor Angelique Kotze at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 on CNN Monday night.
Easily treatable at home, no need for admission. That's a first Christ.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments Wednesday over whether Mississippi can ban abortions after 15 weeks. Not only is there Mississippi's call to overrule Roe v. Wade to save the lives of the voiceless, justices are already considering a Texas law banning abortions where a heartbeat is detected. That's roughly 6 weeks after conception. NBA basketball star and outspoken activist on human rights abuses, Enes Kanter, born in Turkey, is now a U.S. citizen since Monday.
I waited for this moment like 6 years now, and it's finally happened. It's like a dream come true. America gives you opportunity, freedom, and, you know, human rights, and you can have anything you want here.
USA Radio News.
Right now, we are being joined by Emily Dalton-Smith, who happens to be the head of social impact with Meta, and she is joining us to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday. Emily, take it away.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platforms. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits. Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
And Emily, where can we go for more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
Republican Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax is calling out Dr. Fauci and his almighty scientist proclamation.
But also it's very, very dangerous, because what about when he's wrong? What about if he tells you to wear a cloth mask when you visit your grandmother who has COVID, and it turns out the cloth masks don't work at all? Has he really been reckless in giving you bad information? Or what if he says that we should vaccinate a country, but we should vaccinate everyone, even if they've already had COVID, and as a consequence, the elderly are not given a preference for the vaccine, and so you wait and you give it to everybody equally, all of a sudden, guess what? The people who have had the disease who are younger, that are at low risk, you've wasted the vaccine and you haven't vaccinated those who are truly at risk, the elderly. He's actually cost probably thousands of lives around the world by the bad advice to vaccinate people equally instead of trying to target the vaccine to those who need it the most.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Kotze.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, and it's now more or less, I call it day 13, which since, we have made the diagnosis of these new variant that's going around. So if you look at the severity, and especially in the beginning of any wave, it's normally not that severe. It's normally the younger people that get infected, and then from there on it will spread and go further. So hopefully we can keep the clinical picture as it is. If we say patients are not they are moderate ill, they're not severely ill. I'm also part of a group of about 8 doctors. And only two patients that admitted the past 24 hours. I'm not sure about those patients' symptoms. But the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients, means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
Last night's Monday Night Football game, the Washington football team beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-15. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.